Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done. It's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go.
Hi, welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, if you're listening and you've cleaned up your diet and you're exercising 3 to 4 times a week or more, and despite a great initial weight loss over, let's just say, the last few months or weeks, you've seen great results, most likely. And that's usually what happens when you start a weight loss program. But inevitably, this comes to a grinding halt. So what gives? A weight loss plateau. This is a real phenomenon. And for many people looking to lose weight, it can be incredibly frustrating. And this frustration could actually lead to the end of a program. In fact, for so many people, this is the derailment. This makes us want to throw in the towel and take a break from this diligence. So with weight loss, because it is something that requires constant attention, and not only is it constant attention, but we are constantly being tempted by the forbidden fruit, as I call it. And the forbidden fruit may not always be fruit. It might be French fries. It might be pizza. And it might be that snooze button, us wanting to sleep in instead of exercise. We are constantly being demanded to default to what is most comfortable. And when we're not seeing results, or we hit this plateau, a lot of times we surrender to this weakness. Most people are aware that weight loss requires them to burn more calories than they take in. However, there are many other factors that influence weight loss, including behavioral conditions. And so I'm gonna repeat that last statement, because it's a very, very important statement in what I'm trying to relay during this message today. So I'm going to say that again. Most people are aware that weight loss requires them to burn more calories than they eat. However, many other factors also influence weight loss, including behavioral conditions. So let me elaborate on that. 70% of people on a weight loss regimen report being stuck on a plateau. This happens all the time. And for somebody like me, who is the director of weight loss programs, I can tell you that I have people coming to me sometimes after not seeing the scale move for 3 days. And I get the famous "I'm stuck" words. 3 days is not a plateau. A week is not a plateau. 2 weeks is not a plateau. And so I'm going to redefine this. Oftentimes, people think they're on a plateau when they are just being impatient. And if you are somebody that is on my program, or if you are somebody that listens to my podcasts, you know that I preach the word patience. There is nobody that will succeed in this without having this patience. When a person reaches a weight loss plateau, they're basically not able to lose weight despite following this diet and weight loss regimen. Research shows that weight loss plateaus typically, if they are true weight loss plateaus, won't occur for about 6 months. And this is following a restricted calorie diet. And that is a long time. Most people don't make it 6 months on a weight loss regimen. And if you're listening right now and you say, well, I hit my plateau way before then you didn't actually hit a plateau. What happened was you became impatient. And so during the first few weeks of losing weight, the weight loss is rapid. And this is normal. This is because you've cut calories. Your body is in a restricted caloric deficit, and it is going to drop weight faster. It is releasing its stores of glycogen. This is a carbohydrate that is found in your muscles and in your liver. And this goes back to my famous sponge example. And glycogen is found in carbohydrates. Typically, when you diet, you reduce the amount of carbohydrates that you eat. And so therefore, this is water weight is what I'm saying. Glycogen is partly made of water. So when glycogen is burned for energy, it releases this water, resulting in weight loss. And definitely, it is temporary. However, it is still weight that you're losing. As you lose more weight, you might lose a little bit of muscle. Along with the fat. Muscle will help keep the rate at which you burn the calories, which is your metabolism, moving. So as you lose weight, your metabolism will decline a little bit, causing you to burn fewer calories than you did when you were a heavier weight. But this is the issue when people diet. Oftentimes people think when they are losing weight that they should keep decreasing the amount of calories that they take in. And that is very wrong. You should actually stimulate your metabolism by fueling that fire and increasing your metabolism so that you don't hit the plateau. And I'm going to talk about that today. So if your metabolism slows down, your weight loss will slow down, even if you eat the same number of calories that helped you initially lose weight. So when the calories you burn equal the calories you eat, you're going to hit this plateau. So to lose more weight, you either need to increase your physical activity or decrease the amount of calories you eat. However, this can be a very slippery slope because if you keep decreasing your calories, like I just said, and you keep increasing your exercise, eventually you're going to hit a limit that is not sustainable. And like I mentioned just 2 seconds ago, the goal is to increase your metabolism. You want to be able to eat more, and you want to be able to exercise for energy, not so much to burn the calories. All right. So as I continue to talk about this, anybody that's on a weight loss journey, the first thing that you do when you lose weight can feel just intoxicating. Each time you get on that scale, it's lower and lower, and it's just so exciting. You tell your family and your friends, and it's just congratulations all around. And then one day you get on that scale and it is nothing. A few weeks later, it's even more nothingness. Your reaction might be that you're doing something wrong. From my perspective, as my clients text me their weight every day, and if you're listening and you're one of those people, it goes from, what am I doing wrong? I think I'm doing everything right. Can you look at my food intake? And right away, it's self-blame. And so what you need to do is, first off, know that this is not something that you are doing wrong. When people follow a diet and exercise plan, they lose weight at a steady rate. And like I said, eventually once that water weight slows down in loss, so is that weight loss. The frustration is going to occur, which is going to cause people to abandon the intensity of their weight loss program. The body is going to adapt to the weight loss and it's going to defend itself against further weight loss. Our bodies don't like to lose weight. This is a known thing. But what happens inevitably is we lose motivation. And as soon as we lose that motivation, as soon as that number stops moving on that scale, people stop following their diets as diligently. And no matter what people think, this is the truth. The metabolism does slow down a little bit, but as soon as people start losing that spark and they stop following every little aspect of their diet, that is also going to have a huge impact on the results that they see. Researchers behind a study on this issue concluded that a person's metabolism can change as they lose weight. And in fact, they can increase their metabolic rate. The belief that a weight loss plateau could cause somebody's metabolism to slow down is no longer the case. In fact, people's metabolism can increase if you do this right. And I've had many people, including myself, end up losing weight and get to eat more if they do this right. All right, so here's the next part. How do you know? How do you know if you are in a true plateau? It's really hard to examine this. And I'm going to go right back to this. And those of you that are listening and have listened to my show oftentimes might be able to predict what I'm going to say. But the only way to know is to self-evaluate. So the only way to know how well you are sticking to your weight loss plan is to evaluate. And there's only one way to do that, and that's to journal. So sorry, folks, that I have to bring this up again, but recording your meals and your snacks can be very tedious, but it can provide that valuable information. So I talk about this all the time. I don't think I've brought it up during the show, but remember the telephone game that we used to play when we were kids? And we'd sit around at slumber parties, and I think, you know, we'd first person would say a message, and they would whisper it into the ear of the next person, and it would just keep getting passed on across the room. And so what the example here is that the message gets passed on, and it gets misconstrued by the time it gets to the 12th person that it no longer sounds anything like it did when it initially started. So Judy says to Lisa, I'm going to go play hopscotch tomorrow. And by the time it gets to Rebecca on the end, it's, I flew an airplane to Florida to visit my grandparents. I mean, there's like no similarity at all. All right. So when you start a food program, and you are weighing everything and you're measuring everything and you are crossing your T's and dotting your I's and you are being diligent, one cup of Greek yogurt is a true one cup of Greek yogurt. And it will fit in an actual measuring cup of Greek yogurt. As you start to lose that motivation and you start to lose that spark, we start to get sloppy. And instead of measuring that Greek yogurt, we start using these spoons that look about the size of a cup. And so as the weeks go by and then the months go by, the next thing you know, your Greek yogurt is the size of Nebraska, and it's barely fitting on your plate. So you're no longer eating 130 calories of Greek yogurt. You're eating 260 calories of Greek yogurt. So my message to you is you have loosened up on the rules. You're having larger portions. And you're not even realizing it because just like the telephone game, it's getting passed along and you're not seeing the minuscule differences every single day that are happening because you're taking those things for granted. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about weight loss plateaus. How real are they? Facts or fiction? Are they something that really happens? And if so, how do you know if you are truly in a weight loss plateau? Most people never hit one because it does take 6 months before you actually hit a weight loss plateau, if ever. All right. So as you are measuring your food, you are going to see where these unnecessary calories are coming from, and then you can make your changes. Authors of an earlier study that I read about found that more than 50% of participants that reported that they were in a weight loss plateau or a stall underreported what they were eating. And this is just naturally what happens. If I were to ask you right now, what did you eat yesterday for breakfast? You'd have to stop and think about it. And so unless you write it down right then and there, you're not going to remember exactly how many calories you're consuming, no less the exact measurements. Trackers even show whether people are getting enough or too much of one particular macronutrient, such as a carbohydrate or a fat. And a calorie is not just a calorie. So you might be fooling yourself and thinking, well, I'm sticking to my 1,200 calories a day, but maybe it is all sugar. And you're cutting out the wrong calories. Maybe you're shaving out some protein calories by eliminating the amount of chicken you're putting on your salad so that you can have a handful of Tootsie Rolls later. And your body is not going to see these calories the same. So be very, very careful. And again, the Tootsie Rolls are not going to sustain your hunger as much as the protein. Therefore, it is going to cause you to want to overeat a little bit later. So make sure that you're getting your protein. And inevitably, when you are on a restricted diet and you have changed your eating habits, you are going to miss some of the things that you love. But you can incorporate those things without cutting out the important elements such as the proteins and the complex carbs and the healthy fats that you need. All right, so examine your workouts. Rev up your workouts, but be very careful not to overdo the intensity of your workouts. Oftentimes, people that think they're in a weight loss plateau will hit the gym an extra few days a week or a few extra hours a week. And inevitably, yes, you are going to burn more calories. However, burning more calories is going to require you to need to eat more. And oftentimes that isn't going to balance out. So this intensity might actually not work out in your favor. If you burn an extra 300 calories, but then you consume an extra 500 because you're starving, you're actually better off managing your workouts and plugging them into your lifestyle in a way where they are sustainable. Instead of creating a workout schedule that you can't maintain, which will later lead to weight gain. And in the beginning of a regimen and a weight loss regimen, you might be excited. Again, the motivation's high and going to the gym 5 days a week for 2 hours a session might sound amazing. But 6 months later, 7 months later, 8 months later, it gets to be something that you can't sustain. So don't set yourself up for failure. You can get activities in your day that don't require you to go to the gym. Think outside the gym. Increase your physical activity by walking more, using your car less, the old park far from the store and walk, or help your spouse clean the garage. These are all calories that are still being burnt. Physical activity, of course, is going to help you burn more calories. And don't rely on the fitness trackers always to tell you what you are burning, because like I said in prior episodes, weightlifting is going to increase your muscle mass, which is going to increase your metabolic rate, causing you to burn more calories throughout the day. And that is not going to show up on your fancy-dancy Apple Watch. It is not going to show as steps. It's not going to show as calories burned, but you are going to burn more calories, being you, which goes a lot further. As far as the metabolism goes. And certainly, the more you exercise, the more you move, the more you're going to want water. And hydrating is another thing that you can do to help keep your metabolic rate moving, especially if you are somebody that has done crash diets, that has done the quick fix diets, that has possibly slowed down your metabolism and you feel that you are at a stall and that nothing is working. All of these tips that I'm talking about, these are things that you should incorporate to help get that metabolism going. All right. So another big one is don't stress. It's so hard, you know, when you're working so hard and you get on that scale and you see nothing. But the stress is actually going to slow down your progress. There was a study done where women who followed a strict 1,200 calorie a day diet, they were so stressed about getting all of their calories in keeping it at 1,200, and they didn't even know why they were keeping it at 1,200. It's just the 1,200 is this mainstream number that's written everywhere. They produced more cortisol, and this is a stress hormone. And the stress hormone is actually causing them to gain weight. And so when you are constantly stressed about this and you are actively trying to lose weight and nothing is happening, your stall in weight loss is going to cause you to throw in the towel. And all of this is going to cause this deprivation in possibly causing you to cheat more, work out less, and cause this whole insulin resistance that can throw your hormones out of whack. And now you have connected to this weight gain monster that's going to cause this really difficult relapse in losing weight. So try not to stress. And like I always say, trust the process. It will work. You just have to give it time. And with that being said, my biggest rule of all, please do not compare your progress to others. This is my biggest pet peeve. I actually have it early in my book. You cannot compare your progress to others. Those of you that are listening that are moms, you know, if you compared your toddler's progress to your neighbor's toddler's progress, you would make yourself crazy. You know, your child learned how to hold the crayon at you know, 3 months before your neighbors. I mean, you cannot get through life this way. My grass sprouted earlier in the spring than yours. I mean, everybody has their own way of developing, and our bodies are going to burn fat differently. Everybody's on a different regimen. Everybody has different goals. And more than likely, people's plateaus or given plateaus are going to happen because portion sizes may have crept up or workouts may have decreased in intensity or in frequency. And you don't know this and you won't see it. It's not something that's concrete. But if you sit around stressing that your friends, cousins, neighbors, dogs, cousins, you know, friend lost 20 pounds doing keto and you didn't, I guarantee you, you're not going to see progress. You are your own person. And the truth of the matter is that people let their guard down after their initial weight loss. It's perfectly natural to get comfortable with an eating plan. And it is very possible to overlook your portion sizes and your quantities. I just went out to lunch and I ordered a salad and I had everything on the side. I, of course, drove the waitress crazy because, you know, everything was on the side. And despite that, the salad was ginormous. There is no way this could be justified as a one person serving salad. But I was sitting there with a friend of mine, and yes, I could have easily eaten the entire thing. The result would have been a large quantity, and I would have not even noticed it. So you can't have your guard down. You have to be real with your thinking and really truly evaluate why your weight isn't moving. And eventually, I guarantee you it will. I say this all the time to people. The only individuals that I have not been able to help lose weight are the ones that give up. And that giving up comes with throwing in that towel. The giving up is when people can't evaluate why the weight isn't moving. Because trusting the process and understanding what behavioral things you're doing, even if you are in a true weight loss plateau, even after 6 months, the scale isn't moving, then you increase your water. You evaluate the amount of protein that you're taking in. You make sure that you are really looking at everything. And I promise you that you will continue to lose weight. So don't let this weight loss plateau lead to an avalanche, because that is exactly what happens. If your efforts to get past this plateau aren't working, and you're at the point of complete frustration, then talk to your doctor or dietitian about other tactics to try. If you can't further decrease your calories, and again, that is the wrong thing to do, and you shouldn't increase your physical activity, you should revisit your weight loss goal. Appreciate the amount of weight that you've lost. Maybe the number that you're striving for is unrealistic, or maybe you should just stay where you're at. If you've lost 15 pounds, stay there for a while, take a little break, and then pick up your intensity again, because you've already improved your diet and you've already increased your exercise and you've already improved your health. And now you have made these amazing changes. So whatever you do, don't revert back to your old eating habits and your old exercise habits, because you should celebrate your success. And I hope that helps. Enjoy your day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you're doing. It's all about where.